900 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito refusing to recuse himself from January 6 cases, saying it was his wife, not him, who flew flags favored by insurrectionists at their homes.
In letters to congressional Democrats, Alito insists he didn't even know the American flag was flying upside down outside his Northern Virginia home until it was called to his attention. Alito says he asked his wife to take it down, but, quote, for several days she refused. Alito also says his wife was solely responsible for flying the Appeal to Heaven flag over the couple's beach house on the Jersey Shore.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Jury deliberation resumes Thursday in Donald Trump's hush money case. On Wednesday, jurors requested a readback of testimony of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines is blocking the Biden administration nomination of Dana Jackson, who would have been the state's first Native American federal judge. This is ABC News. In California, voters will not get to weigh in on a measure requiring public schools to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification at school. Backers of the effort needed more than 500,000 signatures to get it on the November ballot. They mustered about 400,000, not nearly enough. What's 5 foot tall and has people all across the Milwaukee area coming to see and smell it? ABC's Sherry Preston with the answer.
Some say it smells like stinky feet. Others say its fragrance is more that of a rotting body. Either way, people this week have flocked to a domed garden in Milwaukee to get a whiff of the corpse flower. You hear about these plants every once in a while. They only bloom every 8 to 10 years or so, and they don't stink that bad all the time. The flower in Milwaukee started stinking about 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. By Wednesday morning, there was just a faint, lingering stench for people to enjoy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. This summer could be the hottest in history. The National Weather Service predicts Wisconsin will see temperatures anywhere from 33 to 50% higher than normal in the months of June, July, and August. 2023 was the hottest year since 1850. Early signs of a record-breaking summer showed up last June when temperatures were around 2.7 degrees hotter than average multiple days in a row. We could see more temperature records fall in the coming months. More bad news on the weather front. Wisconsin's severe storm season is just beginning. Last year, 21 total tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin. This year, the tornado count is already 22 before the end of May. If a tornado is near, move to the basement or a room with few doors and windows. If you are outside, find a low, flat location and watch out for flying debris. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers robbed the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Blake Perkins had quite a night in center field, robbing the Cubs batters of RBIs, like this diving catch caught on Bally Sports.
There's the way he catches it.
Happ hits it sharply. Center field, Perkins. And Perkins again! Oh, man! Blake Perkins putting on a show! What a performance in center field tonight!
The Brewers went on to win 10-6 over Chicago. Blake Perkins also had a two-run homer in the third and was asked what was he more proud of, the plays in center field or his home run.
That's hard to pick, but I think the catch is, you know, it's a good, like, momentum shift for us.
that ball gets over or hits the wall, then we're down runs that inning. So I think the catch was big, and then I was just trying to follow my teammates, what they did that inning, and was lucky enough to put a ball in play well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and light winds in the overnight will be in the upper 40s at sunrise. On Thursday, plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night, mostly clear, upper 40s once again. Sunshine, lower 70s for Friday, and rain Friday night. Currently 49 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. The jury is still out. Will it be a quick conviction? Dom's hoping. Or an agonizing deliberation? I'm hoping.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Station in the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, two final amazing stories for the day in our third hour. The Republican Party of Texas wants to change the rules of elections in that state. Now, here's how they're proposing to do it. This is a new 50-page platform. There are 254 counties in Texas. Out of that 254 counties, the vast majority of them have very few people in them, right? There's a handful of counties, you know, I don't have the exact number, but I'm guessing it's probably, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of, well, if you look, Beto O'Rourke carried, it doesn't say the number. Greg Abbott carried 235 of the 254 counties. So that means that Beto O'Rourke must have carried like 20 counties. But that was like, you know, Houston and Dallas and Austin, I mean, you know, the big cities. So what the Republicans want to say is you must win not only the majority of the votes statewide, but you must also win the majority of the counties statewide, which will never happen for a Democrat. The counties are bright red. This is, you know, the Republican Party in Texas's way of saying to all the rest of us, hey, we know that Texas has become a majority-minority state. We know that people in Texas don't like Republican politics. We know that people in Texas don't like our anti-abortion laws and our anti-woman laws and our ripping the schools apart and destroying them and our you know, embrace of religious tyranny and all. We understand all that, but we're going to just make it impossible for Democrats to ever take statewide office. Now, this would require an amendment to their Constitution, but they do have a large enough majority in their House and Senate to do that. And this is coming out of the GOP platform, the Texas Republican Party's platform discussion that is happening this week in Texas. This is grim stuff. And by the way, if Texas does this, I'm betting that every other red state in the country, you're going to see 25 other states do this within a year. Just lock in their power. I'm surprised Georgia and Florida haven't done it already. Meanwhile, Judge Eileen Cannon turns down Jack Smith's request. Now, just to give you the story here, Donald Trump has been ranting and raving about how Jack Smith and Merrick Garland and the FBI, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith authorized the FBI to shoot to kill when they came to Mar-a-Lago to search for the top secret documents that he had stolen, probably with the intent of selling them to Russia. The reason he says this, this actually started with Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress. She got a hold of the warrant, the search warrant, and the search warrant has this boilerplate page of language in it, which is attached to literally every search warrant the FBI has executed in the last 40 or 50 years, which says that FBI agents are authorized to use deadly force if necessary to protect their own, their own bodily, themselves, basically. If they're attacked, they can attack back. Now, not only is that standard boilerplate language for every FBI arrest or a search warrant, it's also standard boilerplate language for every search warrant issued by every police department in America. But that doesn't matter to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump and Steve Bannon and Sean Hannity. What they're saying is, oh my God, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith wanted the FBI to come kill Donald Trump. Now, what this is doing is it's causing more anti-FBI sentiment. It's causing some of Trump's crazy followers who have already attacked the FBI on multiple occasions to think maybe we should kill some more FBI agents. This is what this is what they're worried that Trump followers are going to start thinking. And so Jack Smith went to Aileen Cannon down in Florida and said, please modify the terms of Donald Trump's release so he cannot essentially slander the FBI like this, because it is putting lives at risk. Now, there is a rule, not a law, but it's a rule, that says that when you go to a judge to ask them to do something, the lawyers who represent the other party should be informed and should have an opportunity to share their opinion. And Jack Smith did that. On Friday, this was Friday of last week, on Friday he reached out to Donald Trump's lawyers and said, I am going to file this, and would you like to comment? And their response was, we are busy, it's a holiday weekend. I mean, literally, they said, it's a holiday weekend, we're busy. So Jack Smith went ahead and filed it anyway. So what Aileen Cannon said was, I'm not going to do it because you didn't consult with Donald Trump's lawyers. But she did it in a way that leaves the door open for Jack Smith to apply again, and it wasn't an actual ruling, it was merely a delay. This is what she has done with every single one of these things that have pushed back the Trump trial. She has not made one single ruling that Jack Smith can appeal. And, for obvious reasons, because if he appeals her ruling, actually, she's made two that he could appeal. He did appeal them, and both of them got reversed by the 11th Circuit, but that was like last year. But this year, she hasn't made a single ruling because she knows, and Jack Smith knows, that if she makes a ruling that he can appeal, he'll take it to the 11th Circuit and ask for her to be removed from the case. Now, originally, I was thinking maybe she's doing this because she's afraid of being the judge presiding over a trial of Donald Trump. After all, judges presiding over Trump's trials tend to be attacked. Their families are attacked. They themselves are attacked. Maybe she just doesn't want to do that. But if she didn't want to do that, she would make a ruling so that he could appeal and he could get her off the case. I think she's totally in the bag for Trump. Now, the only kind of little light here is that Jack Smith, and no doubt this week he's doing it, will again go back to, or can, I'm assuming he will, go back to Trump's lawyers and say, will you please now read my filing and file your arguments with the court? And in all probability, they'll say, yeah, maybe in a couple of weeks. Give us a ring back in July. And Aileen Cannon will back them up on that. Aileen Cannon. It's my guess. But once they do, then she's lost that excuse to delay it. But, she'll probably find another. Like, oh, well, this filing has a misspelled word. Let's hold a hearing in 6 weeks about whether this word should be fixed. Because that's how she's slow walking everything right now. All to prevent Donald Trump from facing the music for a crime that, if you or I committed, we would be in prison so fast our heads would spin. Stealing top secret documents, leaving them out where literally that there are Russian and Chinese spies walking around loose with a copy machine? So there we are. This is a criminal president, former president, who is now a criminal document thief. And we've got a, I would say, I don't want to call her a criminal judge, but certainly a complicit judge, just trying to make sure that he can do all the crimes he wants, just like Alito and Thomas are doing on the Supreme Court with his appeal for immunity.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We got a serious problem in this country when the Republican nominee for president is criming in front of the whole world and complicit judges are allowing
it. Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dan Van Lan and Hobart Lawrence Police.
Man, I went to the Osthoff. It's a Saturday night, and I'm checking everything out, and I look, and there's Jimmy. And Jimmy's got this ice cream cone. Not a lot of cone, but a lot of ice cream. Right, Jimmy? That thing was monstrous. Jimmy, okay, where's the guy
get
that?
Do you have a picture?
I don't.
That's
I did
phenomenal.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google, it says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Well, I predicted this when it happened. Scottie Scheffler, the pro golf, you know, one of the best golfers in the world, showed up for this tournament, and he was stopped by the police. He thought that they were security for the tournament, and they were to keep the gawkers and the and whatnot out. He didn't realize that there was an accident and somebody had died up ahead. And so he tried to drive around the police barricade, and they, you know, jumped on his car and then arrested him and charged him with assaulting a police officer and threw him in jail for 6 hours and all this kind of stuff. And I, you know, I reported on it at the time and said, I'm guessing that they will drop the charges. They just dropped the charges. So, you know, it was just a terrible mistake. All right, so what's on your mind today? Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's up?
Good afternoon, Tom, I should say. I don't know why I feel like it's the morning. My days are all screwed up. So, Eileen Cannon, you might hesitate to call her a criminal judge, but I'm free to. I think she's a criminal, and I would throw in at least for Supreme Court justices along with her.
Pearson, can you make sure that your mouth is, you know, in a reasonable position to your phone? Because you're fading in and out really radically.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem with so-called smartphones. I'm right on top of it. Is that any better?
Now I can't even understand you. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jeremy can pick up. Jeremy, he's on line one. If you can work it out with Pearson, I don't know what he's using, but I can't understand him. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. You are the best. I love your show.
Well,
and I want to say, guilty, guilty, guilty. And Trump, the orange idiot, knows it.
Yeah.
He deserves prison.
Well,
I'll take an ankle bracelet, and with him locked up in New York, Trump Tower, the first floor, lock him up there.
Yeah.
No frickin' golf. He needs accountability.
I agree. And by the way, you know, just a few hours ago, Trump said that Mother Teresa couldn't beat these charges. That's his way of saying he knows he's guilty and he knows he's going to be convicted.
Yes. And then, there is no way Alito would let his wife hang those flags if he didn't order her to do it. I have a funny story. I did something a little crazy for the 2020 election.
Mm-hmm.
I made a yard sign with a giant coronavirus graph. And I did the red bar and red magic marker shooting up. I looked at the paper and got exact number of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up there. And I wrote on it, Trump wants a red wave. And everyone had to walk by our house to vote because we're a block away from the school.
Oh, interesting.
And I would put the sign up at 8 a.m. after my husband left for work. And I would bring it in at 5 before he got home because I knew I could not get away with that. Now, I'm
you and
certain,
and Martha Ann Alito.
I'm certain Alito's wife does not get away with anything.
Yeah,
Alito doesn't allow that.
No.
Judging by the way he took every woman's rights away in this country.
Yeah.
And then, Tom, the neighbors' reactions were the best. People would be cheering out there.
Uh-huh.
And then there were a couple neighbors that were so angry.
Yeah.
Like this one guy called his wife, get back here, you got to read this. he was so mad.
Well, good on you. That's great.
Yeah, I am a troublemaker.
I guess so. Well, Jessica, thanks for the call, and thanks for letting us know what's up with you. Everything else all right?
Not yet. I hesitated to call for a while. Nothing's, we're just waiting, and
still.
You have very incredible callers that got a hold of me. They're very nice people. They have neighbor problems too.
Yeah.
Republicans think they can get away with anything.
Yeah, they really do. Okay, well, Jessica, have a great day, and thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Always nice talking with you. Robin in San Diego. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I wanted to call. I heard your earlier caller call in and say she was very happy with the Medicare Advantage that she's had, and that she's done a lot of research, and I'm very, very happy for her. But I just wanted to share an experience that I had. I don't have Medicare Advantage. I have just plain Medicare. But I was in a first of all, we have a well-renowned healthcare system, Scripps Healthcare. Mm-hmm. It was founded in 1924. And October of last year, they announced that they can no longer see Medicare Advantage patients because they can't stay open.
Yeah, that's happening more and more places because Medicare Advantage fights payments, you know?
Yes, and it's really huge. They're fifth in the nation of medium-sized healthcare systems.
Yeah.
So they're rated in the top five. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're fifth, but they're in the top five. And it's just a shame. And so in March, I went in and had some lab work done, and I went into a local lab core, and it was just packed that day. And I have to tell you, I was standing in line to give you lab tech my information, and here were I know at least a dozen seniors, and they've been with Scripps, and they all started talking about it, you know, how they had lost, they used to get their lab work done in the doctor's office, and now they had to come go through this, and just how nothing's covered anymore. And
is that because they were on Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, they're all on Medicare Advantage, and of course they blame the healthcare system. They don't blame
Of course.
Unfortunately, so another quick thing I wanted to bring up is that you mentioned Wendell Potter, and I follow him. I didn't get a chance to read the article you're talking about, but I will at some point today. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to mention is I had a call about a year and a half ago, and was called that they were selling Medicare Advantage, and then they wanted to know, you know, what my income was, and I thought, okay, this isn't, you know, they don't need to know that. And what they said is, if I was a certain income, that they could give me free rides to healthcare. And I hadn't given them much information; I was just listening to them, and I didn't give them any personal information, I don't believe. But basically, they said that they could get money for free.
Yeah, it's a variation on the old, you too may qualify.
Yeah, well, what it is basically is just, what it is basically just all the things that are offered for low income.
Right.
But they're just kind of tying it to their Medicare Advantage.
Robin, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Thanks for the story. It was a good one. We'll be right back. Pearson, I'll be back with you in just a second. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, some of us are still here. We'll be right back. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle Maple Glazed Salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito refusing to recuse himself from January 6 cases, saying it was his wife, not him, who flew flags favored by insurrectionists at their homes.
In letters to congressional Democrats, Alito insists he didn't even know the American flag was flying upside down outside his Northern Virginia home until it was called to his attention. Alito says he asked his wife to take it down, but, quote, for several days she refused. Alito also says his wife was solely responsible for flying the Appeal to Heaven flag over the couple's beach house on the Jersey Shore.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Jury deliberation resumes Thursday in Donald Trump's hush money case. On Wednesday, jurors requested a readback of testimony of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines is blocking the Biden administration nomination of Dana Jackson, who would have been the state's first Native American federal judge. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The judge hearing the lawsuit against Act 10 may have signed a petition to recall former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. That's according to the Associated Press. This could be important to note because anger over Act 10 drove Wisconsinites to try and recall Walker in 2012. Governor Tony Evers says Judge Jacob Frost should not be removed from the case. Evers is quoted saying, "Let's just let it play out. This case is predicted to reach the Wisconsin State Supreme Court." Two people are found dead after a house exploded near Middleton in the town of Springfield. On Tuesday night, emergency responders received a call about a house on fire. When they reached the scene, the house was entirely in flames. One body was found around 11 p.m. Tuesday night and another Wednesday afternoon. Officials have not yet identified the deceased or the cause of the explosion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. Eight of the top 10 nominees come from just three shows, FX's The Bear, Max's Hacks, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Eben Moss Bachrach, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Brighetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Rian Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the whodunit franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and light winds in the overnight will be in the upper 40s at sunrise. On Thursday, plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night, mostly clear, upper 40s once again. Sunshine, lower 70s for Friday, and rain Friday night. Right now, it's 48.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Thursday morning, I'll be joined by award-winning newspaper columnist, political commentator, and good friend, Joel McNally.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
So,
okay, great.
Are you familiar? Are you familiar with that sensationalistic paparazzi-style TV magazine program called TMZ?
I am not.
Okay. Well, these folks... You know, for what they do a good job, and I would like for them...
You're fading in and out again, Pearson.
Okay, I would like for TMZ to do their country a good turn and do a patriotic duty.
I'm sorry, Pearson, I can't follow you. I'm going to put you on hold again. Either you need a new phone or you need to take me off speaker or something. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but it just doesn't work for talk radio. Bill in Carbondale, Illinois. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, what I'm about to say is going to have some mistakes in it. I'm not real good on specifics when it comes to state laws and this and that. But I was thinking, because we're in kind of a dire situation, you take someone like Kristen Sinema, who I'd be very surprised if there aren't things that she could be taken out of the Senate for corruption or – but. Irregardless, someone like her taken out of the Senate, and you got that, you could get rid of the filibuster if you just have that one person out, you have a replace with the Democrat. Mm-hmm. You get rid of the filibuster because you have Kamala Harris breaking the tie. You instantly pass the voting rights. Right. And then you also instantly, and maybe you have to do something to the Congress too, we're just one seat away, get it to where you, and maybe just Senate can do this, get the 13 Supreme Court justices on there.
That would require the House.
You don't even
too.
Have to mess with it. Right. It required the House. So you need to do something there. What I'm saying is we need to do scorched earth.
I agree.
I mean, we're going to get to the point where we're going to, like, if only we had done this or if only we had done that. Yeah. They don't mess around. Yeah. They do not mess around. It is time for us to do some type of scorched earth. Consequences be damned. They don't care on their side. I've worked in a prison setting for many years, and it just kind of reminds me of on our side just kind of standing around going, boy, those guards are mean, or if you're the inmates and just kind of talking. Boy, I could almost punch that guy in the face. Meanwhile, I wasn't a guard, but they're doing whatever the hell they want. They have the power.
Yeah.
The other group does not.
Yeah.
It's time that we do not a civil war, but they don't care about the consequences of what they're doing in terms of how it looks. And it's about time we just say, okay, enough's enough. And we have the added virtue of actually having something behind what we would do. Yeah. There is legitimacy to going after someone like Kristen Sinema. I mean, you'd have to get rid of that one. Joe Manchin won't matter because he's in West Virginia. I don't know if the Democratic governor could appoint a new senator or not, but we need to do something along those lines
now.
To get
Jim
this
Justice.
Straightened out.
Jim Justice was a Democrat when he ran for governor of West Virginia, and now he changed his party to Republican, and now he's going to be running for the United States Senate, and he'll probably be the next senator from West Virginia, which is a huge loss for the Democrats.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it needs to be done before this election, because my thing is,
it
this
won't.
Almost happened last time. Yeah. I'm going to go canvass in Ohio, in Michigan, and possibly Wisconsin. I'll do everything I can. But you do everything you can, and you got Ohio saying something like, we just think the legislators there go, we think things were hinky. So it's going to be up to us. And you got the Supreme Court in place that is 100% going to go along with it. And we're going to sleepwalk right into a Trump presidency or something like that. If not in 24, then in 28. No. They're not deconstructing this stuff. It's not like they're going to be embarrassed and go home.
No, I agree. And with Citizens United, they have the legal right for unlimited bribery, and the billionaires are all in on it. 50 billionaire families have already thrown $600 million into the election, and that's not counting the dark money. You know, there's probably billions of dollars in dark money that have already been committed. Bill, I agree. It's time to go scorched earth. Thank you for the call. Chris in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, Tom. It's a pleasure speaking with you again. I actually called almost 2 weeks ago, and we didn't get any follow-up, but the question I wanted to ask, maybe it's more of a statement. I'm from Alabama originally. My uncle always told me, great uncle, he said about blues artists, he knew the difference between an authentic blues artist and someone starting out or whatever. Anyway, he always said that pain, you have to know pain, you have to feel pain to know pain. So back to 19, when Congress passed that stimulus package, and I always wondered why people have so nostalgia about Trump, that his financial wisdom is better than Biden, which I don't understand. So I think people really never truly felt pain at the time of the height of COVID in 19.
Because the Democrats went along flooding the zone with cash, essentially, with the PPP stuff.
Exactly.
That's a good theory.
The reason I'm saying that, because I was actually at an ATM one time back in 19 or 20. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, I make more money now than I ever did before. And I was like, that's just one guy. Right. And I'm like, yes, I understand now why they think Trump is this wisdom guru genius when it comes down to the economy, but as far as being a fiscal conservative, he's not. He's just riding the ship. Whatever he can do to get elected or reelected at that time, he would have just went along with it. And the Democratic Party helped him with that. So do you feel something to that effect again? Because he's going to take the economy down again.
Yeah.
I already know it.
It's interesting, Chris. I think your analysis is absolutely accurate. And what's really interesting is that if you had a Democratic president during COVID and they were asking a Republican Congress to help with, like the PPP money and stuff like that, to help save the economy, Republicans would have said no.
Yes, I agree.
They're perfectly willing to harm America and harm the American people if they think it gives them political advantage.
I understand, Tom. Thank you for your follow-up, and I know you have other callers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Good talking to you. Cindy in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Cindy, what's up?
Hey, I just want to start out by saying I was raised on socialized medicine. My dad worked for the Department of Defense. My first husband was 20 years in the active duty Army. And it works like a champ. It's
that is
wonderful.
Socialized medicine. You're right. You know, the government owns the whole thing. The doctors work for the government. Yep.
But now that I'm on Medicare, and I've got a little group of friends because we're all retired, and one of us is on Medicaid, and we have come to realize that Medicaid pays better than Medicare. They don't pay a monthly premium like we do. They don't pay deductibles, co-pays, none of that.
Yeah, Medicaid is designed for poor people.
Right.
Or severely disabled people.
Right. She's waiting for her disability, and then she'll probably be on Medicare, and she's wondering if she even wants it now because hers is better than ours. But I'm wondering, since you've got the ear of some people like Bernie and Mark Pocan, maybe we can use this as a stepping stone and do Medicare aid and put all of us, our Medicare people and our Medicaid people, group all of us together on Medicare aid and start with a big group already on Medicare for All.
Yeah. That's Bernie's plan for Medicare for All was, first of all, make sure that everybody who's over 65 has Medicare, and then drop the eligibility age from 65 down to 55, and then 2 years later drop it to 45, and then 2 years later drop it to 35. And until ultimately it hits zero. And that way what you're doing is every couple of years because it takes, a time for the system to hire new people and absorb those new Medicare enrollees.
Just
do it over a period of time.
I can't use the word NFL on a product that I'm selling because I'm not allowed to because they've copyrighted it?
Yes, they license it.
Can't the government something to keep these private insurance companies from using the word Medicare in their sales pitch, because it's not a
it's not Medicare
connected at all to Medicare.
Yeah, other than it's paid for by Medicare, but it's not Medicare. You're absolutely right. That's the Save Medicare Act that Mark Pocan, Jan Schakowsky, and Ro Khanna have proposed in Congress. It's there. It's waiting for a vote in the House, and of course Mike Johnson will never give it one. But it just simply does one thing. It simply says that Medicare Advantage providers can no longer use the word Medicare. They can call it senior care. They could call it, United Health Senior Care or Aetna Senior Care. They can call it anything they want except Medicare Advantage. And they could call it Advantage,
right,
but they can't use the word Medicare, because the word Medicare has a very specific meaning and describes one very specific program that was put into place by Lyndon Johnson back in 1965 and the Democrats in the House and Senate. And was opposed by all the Republicans.
Not part of the government or not government, it's in such tiny, tiny print that people don't see it.
Yeah, and they don't even always say that. I mean, they just let people believe that Medicare Advantage is Medicare, and it's not. Excellent point. Cindy, thank you so much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy, but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. Like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list does two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, gives me time to decide if I really want it, and then if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm gonna, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know? Spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn. Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dave Elson.
Mayor Schmidt used to have this green jacket that said Mayor Schmidt and used to run the CellCom Marathon training run. And I don't know, he was talking to someone. I don't know how that could happen. And he wasn't paying attention and there was a car coming and he's about to go into traffic. And I reached my arm out in front, right in his chest, and I stopped him. I said, Mayor Schmidt, some people think that jacket's Target.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind. Your teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If that's you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. Right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's on the end to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Joe in Michigan. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hello. I'm on and off listener, actually a watcher on FSTV.
Well, thank you.
Medicaid, a few months back you were hit pretty heavy into it, and I see you are into it again. The Medicare book I get every year annually actually gives me a list of Advantage plans.
Right.
So if it's such a big deal, why is Medicare trying to sell me Medicare Advantage plans?
Because when George Bush and the Republicans pushed through the law in 2003 that created Medicare Advantage, they built into that law the requirement that the Centers for Medicare Services annually publish a list of qualifying Medicare Advantage plans.
So they're obligated?
They're obligated to do that. What they don't tell you is what percentage of the time each one of those plans turns down your request for payment.
Right.
And they don't point out that they all require preclearance and Medicare does not. Those things are not obvious in that book, which is a real tragedy, Joe.
Okay. Well, Medicare itself, though, is an 80-20 plan, isn't it?
It is, and that needs to be fixed. We need to get rid of that 20%. It was put in there by the Southern Democrats. That was necessary for LBJ to get it passed because they didn't want black people, poor black people in the South, to be able to afford that 20%, so they didn't want them using Medicare showing up in white hospitals. And we need to get rid of that. And in fact, the $146 billion that we overpaid Medicare Advantage providers is more money than it would cost to end that 20% hole in Medicare. So if we just
That is the thing. If Medicare would just stop the 80-20, if they could do that.
Yeah, no, I get it. There are some people who just
providers would be better off.
Yeah, everybody would be better off. There are people who call into this program and simply say, you know, Medicare costs me a couple $100 a month, and the Medigap program costs $100 a month, and I just can't afford that, and I can get free Medicare Advantage. And all I can say to them is, you know, good luck. I mean, you know, it's a real problem, and we need to fix Medicare, but it's gonna take a real serious hardcore commitment to making Medicare work. And I see that slipping away day by day.
Joe, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Your points are well made. Sandy in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Just a quick one. I was listening to Susie Orman podcast this weekend, and actually it's an old podcast from September of 2022. Mm-hmm. And she goes into Medicare Advantage and, you know, and compares it, you know, with traditional Medicare and the history of it. And it's really good. She shows how, like, you know, if you like to have a limited provider network, you know, go with Medicare Advantage, you know, or if you want to pick your own doctor, you know, you can do traditional Medicare, or
exactly.
If you like pre-authorizations, go to Medicare Advantage, or if you just don't want to deal with pre-authorizations, have traditional Medicare.
I'm glad to
it's
hear
a really
that.
Good podcast.
She's well-respected, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, if you don't believe Tom, you know, believe Susie.
There you go. Yeah, she's got a lot of credibility, and she does a good job, you know. In fact, she's been on this program before.
Yeah.
So
really?
Yeah, I had a lot of respect for Susie Orman. Sandy, thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that. That was a good one. Ken in La Center, Washington. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Well, howdy, Tom. I'll make this short. True story, 55 years ago, I heard about this. It wasn't called Mudsill Theory. I'm not sure if that's the right name for it. But
it was in the 1800s.
You know, the idea. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, I first heard of it and I've been used with right-wingers. But I heard it driving down Powell Boulevard on a summer evening in 1969. And I was listening to radio and suddenly picked up a broadcast of this guy using drug jargon. He was talking about broadcasting from Needle Alley down by the tracks, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, said that in order to have a millionaire, you have to have some number of thousands of people below poverty law, like a pyramid.
Yep.
And that was kind of the goal of the Republicans and the right-wingers.
Yeah, and it always has been. And that's what FDR blew up, you know, FDR with minimum wage laws and unionization. And through the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know, we had a thriving, growing middle class. And, of course, Reagan came in and kneecapped the union movement and put an end to all of that. Ken, thank you. That's great. I appreciate the information. My apologies to all the folks on hold here. Call back tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation. It's the end of the show. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. I think I said that yesterday, didn't I? Got to stop saying that. I'll get hit with a copyright suit or something. Anyhow, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, double-check your voter registration, especially if you live in a red state where red governors are purging people off the voting rolls left and right. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'm going to be talking about the gutless, the flip-floppers extraordinaire, little Nikki Haley, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and Bill Barr. They go so very low.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.